भगवद्गीता 2.32 यदृच्छया चोपपन्नं स्वर्गद्वारम् अपावृतं सुखिनः क्षत्रिया पार्थ लभन्ते युद्धमिदृशम्। सो हियर कृष्णा इन द भगवद्गीता 2.32 इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज रीजनिंग विथ अर्जुना अबाउट how one should act in the light of the knowledge of the soul. So he is talking about the first level application, that is the application of dharma, of swadharma, with respect to seeing beyond this particular life. So yadruchaya chopapannam, yadruchaya, by itself, by divine will, by the arrangement of providence, chopapannam, when one obtains that, when it arrives. So if it arrives by itself, by higher arrangement, what is it arriving? Swargadwaram apavritam. That thing arrives which opens the doors to heaven. So what is it that opens the doors to heaven? Sukhina kshatriya partha. It makes kshatriya becomes very happy with this. Kshatriya is delighted when that thing happens, that thing arrives which opens the doors to heaven. And what is that thing is mentioned in the last verse, last line, 232d, labhante yuddham idrisham. Labhante, to obtain like that, yuddham, war, idrisham, like this. So Krishna is talking about the upcoming battle as a labha, as something which is a labh, which is a profit, a benefit, whereas Arjuna was perceiving it as a unmitigated disaster that was going to lead to narakeniya tamvaso, that would take one to hell. Krishna is saying that this is going to open the doors to heaven. Swargadwaram apavritam. So 1.43, Krishna, Arjuna had said that this will take me to hell forever. But Krishna is telling, actually this will open the doors to heaven. And therefore, it's a labh. Just like somebody is working at a particular job and suddenly the person gets an opportunity for a big promotion, working as a manager in a company, and suddenly one gets the opportunity to become the CEO of a company. Now one is, and if it yadruchaya chopapannam, if that opportunity has come by itself, the person would be delighted. So like that, swargadwaram pavritam. Now here, Krishna is educating Arjuna in order to see things from the perspective of the longer term, wherein they appear significantly different from what they would appear in the short term. So he's saying that in the previous verse he said, actually for a kshatriya, fighting is the most important duty. And especially fighting in a dharmya diyuddha chriyonyat, that for the protection of the cause of dharma, to fight is an important duty. Now here he continues and states that such a duty, there is no shreya, Krishna had said in the previous verse. There is no no gain which is as good as this. So now what is the shreya? What is the long term gain? That was which was hinted at in the previous verse, is explicitly stated in this verse, that swargadwaram apavritam, it'll open the doors to heaven. Of course Krishna will talk about higher levels of perception and ambition and action. In the next, in the subsequent sections, this is the section of Karmakanda. Beyond that is the section of Karma Yoga. 31 to 37 is Karmakanda. 38 onwards is Karma Yoga till the end of the chapter. But along with that, the, what is talked about can also apply to Bhakti Yoga. But here we see that Krishna is talking about the Karmakanda, which is talked about in the Vedas, wherein attainment of heaven is glorified. Because as compared to worldly existence in this world, heaven is a phenomenally great achievement. Of course, from the perspective of eternity, even the achievement of heaven pales into insignificance. But as compared to whatever one may achieve in this world, certainly the achievement of heaven is very great. And Krishna is saying that if you attain heaven, it will be great. And the yuddha, the war which opens the doors to heaven, is glorious. Now, how exactly will Arjuna go to heaven? It is understood that a kshatriya who fights heroically and does the kshatriya duty well. So even if such a kshatriya dies in the war field, then that kshatriya attains heavens. So the heroism of the kshatriya in laying down his life fearlessly as a kshatriya duty, that heroism is immensely appreciated. And based on appreciation of that heroism, it is stated that actually how glorious it is that the kshatriya can that the kshatriya will attain heaven. So the rules of dharma are arranged according to the are arranged so that people, when they perform heroically according to their natures, according to the definitions of success, according to their natures, they are granted success, they are granted results. So while this sort of statement that a kshatriya who fights heroically on the war field will go to heaven, this we may think is an encouragement for kshatriyas to fight. But the point is that it's not told for brahmanas, it's not for vaishyas, not for shudras. They have to do their duties appropriately so that they can be elevated. And brahmanas are expected to have shantir, ahimsa, to be tolerant, to be non-violent. So there are definitions of success for different people according to their nature, and there are rewards for achieving success with according to their definitions. So now a kshatriya is a martial guardian of society, and for such a martial guardian, it's vital courage, fearlessness, heroism are vital qualities for a kshatriya. And when a kshatriya exhibits those qualities, then that heroic warrior is rewarded. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, actually you will fight, and even in the worst case you die, you will attain heavens. And the relatives whom you are concerned about, if they fight heroically and they also fight courageously and they lose their life, but still, because of the principle that they have fought courageously, they too will attain eternal life. Sorry, they too will attain heaven. So basically he is saying that both you and your opponents can be eager for the fight. Shukhinaha. This is not meant to just have no impetus for the fight. And no, it's not just meant to start fighting indiscriminately. But it is meant to indicate that if an answer fight happens, the Kshatriya should fight in a heroic spirit without chickening out, without flinching. And of course, the karma that the Kshatriyas have done prior to that will also be taken into account, and they will get reactions for that also. But for the specific karma of heroically fighting at war, they get a result. So the principle here is to recognize that Arjuna, the thing which is seen as a disaster, when it is seen from the long-term perspective of Kshatriya duty and its reward, Krishna is saying that it is a matter of not of shoka but of sukha. And therefore, you should embrace it, not be ambivalent and diffident and dejected as you are doing right now. Thank you.